Welcome to the NAIDA Connect podcast series. This is where we will explore all the hot topics affecting the equipment dealer industry, from industry news, government affairs, and manufacturer relations, to business best practices, technology, and marketing for equipment dealers. Brought to you by the North American Equipment Dealers Association, here to advocate, elevate, and educate. And now, let's connect. Welcome to NAIDA Connect. I'm your host, Mike Kramer. On today's podcast, I'm visiting with John Kennedy, a client advisor with Axon Tire. John is based out of Louisiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
John, before we cut into today's entree, let's talk about you. One of your colleagues, and I got a kick out of this, says that you are an adrenaline junkie. And I thought, well, you know, you have to be an adrenaline junkie to work in this industry. Now, I understand you ski, you scuba dive, you fly remote-controlled airplanes. So my thought was, how do you go from the slope to the sea and the sky to working in this industry?
Well, right now it's pretty hard because I work all the time, and I really don't have that much of an opportunity to do any of those. I do try to take time away from work for my personal life, but you know, sometimes work just stays in the way, and I really don't get to enjoy those things like I once did.
But they're considered hobbies, but you know, you're working in an industry that a lot of people would call a hobby, because hobbies are fun, and this can be a fun industry. Your company, Axon Tire, has been around for nearly 100 years. You've been a client advisor for 10, and no doubt tire and wheel technology, like everything else in agriculture, is always evolving. What's different today than when you started 10 years ago?
Well, equipment has gotten larger. The ordering habits of the equipment dealerships have changed somewhat, which I think that pretty much revolves around the grower. You know, ever since COVID, we've had inventory shortfalls, especially in the equipment industry. And there's just not that much equipment as far as large ag. There's not that much large equipment sitting on these yards anymore as far as inventory. Everything's pretty much pre-sold at the time. The sales guys at these dealerships go out to their customers and they pre-sell this equipment, and it never really hits the yard. You know, when the equipment comes into the dealership, they prep it to make sure everything, you know, is good and ready to go. It goes through the setup shop. But it pretty much, as soon as that equipment is built, it goes to the customer. And it, you know, let's just say 5-6 years ago, it really wasn't like that. You could drive up to a dealership and there would be a multitude of equipment sitting on that yard. Well, you just don't see that this day and time.
That's for sure. That is absolutely for sure. And we're going to come back to the pandemic here in a minute. You know, during my 40 years in the industry, the one constant seems to be there is always a supply of people. And I'm not talking just good people, but great, hardworking, and very passionate people about what they do. How are the people you find in your territory?
Oh, they're very passionate about it. Of course, I live in the Southeast. I cover Texas, Oklahoma, all the way to the East Coast. So, I mean, it is considered the South, and agriculture is huge in this territory. And, you know, they're very passionate. They're salt of the earth, hardworking people just like you and I are. They're out there trying to make a living just like you and I, but they're very, very passionate about what they do because they don't make a crop they don't eat.
That's right. And, you know, we're lucky enough to work undercover. They're not all the time.
That's fine.
Makes a big difference. Let's go back. You mentioned the pandemic. You know, we experienced something during the pandemic that's rarely seen in agriculture, and that is significant supply problems. Whether it was inputs for crops or chips for equipment, the process slowed. But fortunately, it didn't stop completely. How are you able to work with your clients when so many products, including rubber, were caught in a global imbalance of supply and demand? That's something we just haven't seen since World War II.
Well, you're right. There was there was a shortage in the rubber industry, but it was more brand specific than just a shortage of tires. There were certain brands that were extremely hard to get. Other brands that we were, I guess we always stocked up. We always stay stocked up on inventory. But when that pandemic actually hit, we weren't really in that bad of a bind. I'm not saying other tire companies, tire wheel companies weren't, but it really never affected us that much because there wasn't any equipment. So even though there was a shortage of maybe tires and wheels, there was also a shortage of equipment. So when that equipment supply slowed down, the demand for tires and wheels slowed down.
Sure.
So it pretty much balanced itself out. We really didn't have that many shortfalls as far as making deals with our customers. It really wasn't that big of an issue. It was more of a component, you know, many parts and components was the largest problem that a lot of the growers had. You know, if they had a part to fail on their equipment, they could get that part.
Yes.
So I think it really didn't affect us as much as it did other aspects of the industry.
Well, and we had the same thing in the auto industry. They were struggling for parts too. So just out of curiosity, what are some of the issues customers in your area are dealing with? And how does Axon help address their needs?
Well, right now, I think equipment pricing, and interest rates are really hitting home for these guys. They're not really trading equipment as much now as what they have in the past. Just the cost of doing business has gone through the roof. So they're actually taking a step back on spending. You know, a lot of these guys, or you hear out there in this industry, well, these guys have got to spend some money. You're making money, you have to spend it. Well, they are making money, but the cost of business has just gone through the roof, operating costs. So I think the money really isn't as green right now as it has been in the past. They're being a lot more careful on how they spend their money. I know the aftermarket, the replacement tire portion of our business should go up because instead of, you know, these guys trading machines every 1 to 3 years, they're staying in those machines a little bit longer, which means there's more of a chance that they will actually wear tires out. And that will probably help the replacement industry.
Who are your customers? Farmers or dealers or both?
Well, dealers. In the past, it has been both. We would sell actually to anyone, but Axon was actually our division of, well, the Axon division of CFR Tire and Wheel was created to cater pretty much strictly the equipment dealership, the John Deere dealership, the Case dealership, the Fendt dealership. So that is basically our clientele, the equipment dealers, which they're in hand, they cater to the growers themselves. So a lot of times we're doing business with the growers, but we're doing it through the dealerships.
Okay. And dealers traditionally do not stock a lot of inventory, correct?
Well, when we say dealers, you have actually the tire and the tire dealerships, the mom and pop tire dealerships, what we would call the retail side. We really don't even cater to them. CFI does have a wholesale division that caters to the mom and pop tire shop. Now Axon, like I said, we pretty much cater strictly to the dealerships. And no, to answer your question, no, these equipment dealerships, they're in the equipment business. They'll tell you real quick, they don't want to be in the tire business.
I've heard that. I've heard that before.
So as far as sitting on any inventory, there may be a few dealerships out there. I'm not saying none of them do, but I would say probably 95% of the equipment dealerships, they do not want to have money tied up in any sort of tires.
Well, I I've heard that for a long time. On Ada Connect today, we are visiting with John Kennedy, who's a client advisor for Axon Tire for the southeastern part of the United States. John, think back 10 years. Is there a moment where you scored a memorable win for a customer, a big win?
Actually, yes. It's It's happened multiple times, actually. We try to, and this actually happened at the grower level, really wasn't at the dealership level. And here in the Southeast during harvest season, which also falls right into hurricane season, these guys, you know, when harvest gets kicked off, there's been many times that they have encountered hurricanes coming through the region, which can devastate the process of harvesting because it'll lay a lot of crop on the ground. Or if we get a lot of rain, it can actually cause the product to sit and rot in the field before you can actually get it out.
Yep.
And a lot of times it'll get really nasty. It'll start raining and the ground will get really, really bad. I mean, it'll get muddy and the conventional combine setup just isn't designed to work in that environment. So we always told the growers, you know, we want to sell you flotation tires for your combines because it's not really a matter of if, it's a matter of when we have a storm come through that you're going to need that. And, you know, human nature is your, it's kind of like insurance. You don't want to buy it till you need it. Well, that has happened several times. And in the past, we knew that there was a very good chance that they would be, they would encounter a lot of rain or storms to keep them from getting in the field. And we would always keep enough inventory on hand for harvest in case something like that happened, we would be able to take care of them. And that's something that we have done over the years because there may be a chance they may not need it. It may be the driest harvest season they've ever encountered. You know, that's Mother Nature. But we've always tried to be prepared for these guys here in the South because it's just something that they may possibly deal with. And just being able, when they get to that point where they're in a bind and they need to get their product out of the field, we've always been there for them. We've always had the product to be able to supply to them for them to be able to get out there and get the product out of the field.
That's a great way of looking at it. And you know, I tell you, if you can keep their wheels above the axles, I think you're in pretty good shape. I appreciate you sharing that with us. There is an easy way to reach you, John. Your contact information is available on your website, and that is www.axontire.com. John, a lot of fun. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike.
For John Kennedy and Axon Tire, I'm Mike Kramer. We thank you for tuning in to NAETA Connect.
This has been NAETA Connect. If you have a question, would like to suggest future topics, or just tell us what you think about the series, we would love to hear from you. Visit us at NAETA.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to NAETA Connect. Thanks for listening. Until next time.